This is Akash Vani Shalom, the North East News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh submitted his resignation letter from the post to the Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla last evening. Mr. Singh, who led the BJP government in Manipur since the party came to power in 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments in the state. His resignation comes after months of unrest in Manipur and internal party politics. The governor has asked Mr. Biren Singh to continue in office as caretaker chief minister till an alternative arrangement is made. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students from all over the country in the 8th edition of his popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha at 11 a.m. today on multiple platforms including Doordarshan. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. Our correspondent reports that 36 students from all states and union territories have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. A total of 64,387 students will appear for the secondary school leaving certificate examination conducted by the Meghalaya Board of School Education, which begins today. The exams will be held in 164 centres spread across the state, with 93 centres in the Shillong region comprising the Khasi and Janta Hills and 71 centres in the Tura region comprising the Garo Hills. A total of 26,526 male and 37,861 female students from 1,896 schools and institutions will be participating in the examinations. The Meghalaya Infrastructure Development and Finance Corporation Limited has invited bids from eligible bidders for the construction of Eglavia Model Residential Schools across the state. These schools are to be built on design, engineering, procurement and construction basis. Some of the locations where the model schools are to be set up include Punosla, Saipung, Mausanram, Songsak, Thatlaskeng, Gambegre, Dadengre and Rongram. The Central Bureau of Communication, in association with the Press Information Bureau, Gangtok, organized a mini-integrated community outreach program yesterday on Viksit Bharat at 2047, covering themes Ek Per Ma Ke Naam, Swachhta Hi Seva and Nasamukt Bharat. The event was held at Akashvani Quarter Complex in Gangtok. Retired senior IIS officer C.K. Darji, scientist S.S. Bora in their speeches emphasized on the need for maintaining cleanliness in all spheres of life. The program was moderated by Mr. Manas Pratim Sarma, Cluster Head Doordarshan and Akashvani Gangtok, Mr. Neeraj Kumar Pandey presented a Hindi song and senior newsreader cum translator Akashvani Gangtok, Ms. Usha Sarma recited a poem on the occasion. The work on the much-awaited Western Bypass in Meghalaya is progressing as scheduled. Sources informed that the work is going on in all the three packages of the road, which is expected to play a pivotal role in reducing traffic jam in Shillong City. The project kicked off in September last year and the contractors took a few months to mobilize their machinery and manpower. Right now, the focus is on earth cutting and efforts are on to complete the work till formation level of the road so that other structural works can continue even during the rainy season. The Director General of Geological Survey of India, Atit Saha, has called for adopting a community-based scientific approach for the management and development of geosites in Meghalaya. Mr. Saha recently led a high-level delegation to the Arwa, Lomshinna and Mamlo caves. He highlighted that engaging local communities as stakeholders in preservation efforts fosters ownership, responsibility and better conservation outcomes. Mr. Asit Saha, who recently took over as Director General of GSI, met with local officials and village headmen. Meghalaya has officially been approved to host the 39th National Games in 2027, Sports Minister Shakhlyar Wajri said yesterday. The state sports minister, who had a meeting with Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya in Delhi last November, said that the National Games will be a major boost for young athletes in Meghalaya. With that, we end the North East News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.